very fortunate in mostly writing to commission for my stage plays, which, aside from the obvious making a living part, has the added bonus of knowing not only that someone wants what I'm about to write, but also who the audience is likely to be. I start with research, which is undoubtedly one of the greatest displacement activities known to writers, but it's the best. Especially the interviews with real people and their boundless generosity, sharing experiences you just couldn't invent. And when one connection leads to another, when meetups are easy to arrange and stories flow, I have learned to take this as a sign this show has a good chance of making it to first draft. When my desk is silted to toppling point with notebooks, DVDs, articles and other nesting materials, I set about building the play. What sort of frame will suit this story? Does it need music, dance, spoken word, a narrator? Who is going to tell it and who to? How many characters are essential to the telling, and most importantly, whose story is it? Who is the beating heart of the play? Well, she will be female, which is not to say there won't be males in the play, or that they won't be important, or hopefully as well written, rather that my play won't be all about them. It's to do with balance, responsibility and unheard voices. If I'm lucky, around this time, images and themes will start to appear, which is a good sign. Early on, I learned from writing a lot of series television that planning and plaiting the story strands can seem like just more hardcore displacement activity until you don't do it, and in the middle of writing find yourself falling down an enormous plot hole. Same goes for theatre, which is why I am a big fan of the scene-by-scene breakdown. Next, I indulge in a little light arithmetic and take how many days till delivery, add a few extra for flu, computer crashes, downright laziness, and checking, and work out how many scenes need to be written per day to meet the deadline. And then I write. If I reach my daily achievable goal and find I'm on a roll, I write more, thereby earning time later for guilt-free bunking off. But I don't do this alone. Along the way, I need to know, is this funny? Does this move you? And also, more often, to talk out what's not going right. Only then, as it hangs in the air, can I hear how to fix it. Directors, friends, and an award-winningly patient husband all deserve huge credit for their help in wrestling my plays into shape. Despite every plan and pattern, each play is its own fearful adventure, and the only thing I know for sure is I couldn't do this making stuff up for a living game without you.